let us pray. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. By faith. Well, let's talk a little bit about Abraham. Abraham was given the descendants the land by God. Abraham had no thoughts of even understanding this, but he followed what God said. I will give you a land. I will give you if you're faithful to me. Then all of a sudden we have Abraham and Sarah who are old, like really old, and they have a child. And they name him Isaac, which means laughter. By faith. Many things in our lives are by faith. How we live, what we do are by faith. Our baptismal promises, faith. The fact that we can grow up and be part of a faith community, whether we agree or disagree, doesn't matter. It's by faith that we gather in a community. By faith, God leads us to be disciples. By faith, God holds us in God's arms. By faith, God puts people in our lives to love us, to be with us, to hold us, to challenge us, to help us grow. By faith, God is always there. Now, it's hard sometimes to see that faith. It's hard sometimes to know that God is there. We can't put our hands on it, like touching the piano or touching our hymnal or touching the person next to us. But by faith, we know that God is holding us. As we gather in faith, we pray, we praise God, we stand up for justice, we love one another. By faith. Think about how you live by faith. What are the things that call you to be together? By faith. What are things that you absolutely know without a doubt? By faith. My grandpa Parcell was my mom's stepdad. It's the only grandpa that I knew on my mom's side. And my grandpa went to a very conservative church growing when he got married to my grandmother. My grandmother was her family was a founding member of Emmanuel United Church of Christ, the Mud Church in Upper Sandusky. But Grandpa was part of this small church out in the country. They'd playing cards on Sunday, wearing shorts, playing music. Those were things that Grandpa really didn't abide by really well. My mom challenged that. My mom challenged that quite a bit. But she also respected my grandfather. And as she respected my grandfather, she did some of the things for him by faith. We got away with a little bit more. We were the grandkids. So we could kind of do what we wanted. But by faith, we learned respect one another. We learned that, yeah, okay, Grandpa's faith was a little bit different than what we were being taught. But it was still a faith. And it was still one to be respected. You see, by faith, I was taught that God holds us all. learned that again throughout my life many, many times. Different places that I was. How am I going to do this? I'm really kind of scared. Do I want to be part of this? But by faith, I was able to be who God's called me to be. Just like you, you're able to be who God has called you to be. We can't always put our hands on what it is. We can't always just see and say, oh, that's faith. But by faith, it's the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Think about your faith as it continues to grow, because faith is never stagnant. If it was, Abraham and Sarah would not have had Isaac, and we would be no descendants upon the earth. Faith continues to grow and change and be. We challenge one another, and that's how our faith grows. We see somebody else doing something, acting in faith, and we think, oh yeah, that's what we should be doing. We collect musical instruments or money for a school in West Virginia that we know no one at. But by faith, we share with others. God's faith fills us, holds us. Through the hardest times of my life, I knew that I could get through them because of faith. Oh, that didn't make it any easier, and that didn't make it any less painful. But it did help me know that by faith, we are not alone. How do you live out your faith? How are you challenging others by faith? In a little bit, we're going to gather at this table. This table of joy and this table of sadness. But everyone, no matter who you are, where you are in life's journey, we're welcome at that table. Because by faith, God, through Jesus, invited us. Nothing is sweeter than that. God, through Jesus, invites us with the Holy Spirit living through us to share our faith. You see, by faith, we are God's. How you live that faith is up to you. So let's challenge one another. Let's be together in one another. Let's know that by faith we are growing and changing and being God's. By faith. Live by faith in all we do, not just on Sunday mornings, not just when we come into the church, or not just when we think, oh, okay, but all the time. Let's live by faith. Wonderful news that is to live by faith. Thanks be to God that we can. Amen.